Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN meteorologist Tim Joyce is on the phone. I'm delaying even putting you on the air, Tim, because I don't want to talk about
I don't blame you.
How hot it is. That's okay. I mean, actually, this isn't insane. It's not 99 degrees. What are we looking at today?
You know, today, only low 90s. We can totally handle this. We got this one. It's just that feels like temperature when you factor in the humidity, maybe mid-90s. We will be a little bit muggier tomorrow, but some relief is coming by the weekend. So that'll be some nice, comfortable temperatures. We can handle that for sure.
Normally,
upper 70s, low 80s.
Wow, upper 70s, low 80s on the high side.
Yeah, on the high side, yeah, low 80s, looking good for the weekend. But we have to get through some mugginess before we get there. So that's something to keep in mind.
Well, it just seems to me like, and I don't know what my deal is right now, but it's not just the heat, it is the humidity. It seems like that heat index, or whatever it is you call it, is has been pretty profound the last few days.
It has been. Last week was really horrible. We measure it by the dew point. That's the measure of how much moisture is in the air, and the dew point in the 70s is particularly muggy to oppressive. So that's what we saw last week. Today it's a little bit better, but tomorrow it ramps up a little bit more. So tomorrow even muggier than today. And today has got an air quality alert day for folks to let them know that we can all help keep the pollution levels down, because we've got high particulate matter and ozone in the atmosphere. So that's something to contend with today. So you can skip on the lawn mowing or the leaf blowing, drive a little less, keep the air pollution down for folks with asthma, for example. Those folks with respiratory issues can have problems on days like this. So we can all help out by keeping the pollution levels low. This goes until midnight tonight. So not only do you have the heat and the humidity, you've got this ozone alert and air pollution issue for today to contend with as well.
Do we have the fires from out west still complicating things here, or is that past?
Some of that, yeah, not as bad as like on Saturday. You couldn't even see the skyline from just a couple miles away because it was so hazy. A little bit of improvement today, but the winds are shifting direction. They're kind of out of the northwest. And that's starting to pull in some of that particulate matter and the smoke from those western wildfires. So that's going to be on the increase for today towards the afternoon. But we'll get a lake breeze. It'll kick up a little bit. So folks mostly away from the lake are going to see low 90s today. It'll be probably mid-80s along the lakefront.
Tim, doesn't weather like this usually cook up really violent storms? We really haven't had much of that, have we?
Well, it depends. You ask folks in Naperville. They say it's been pretty wild and crazy so far this summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can, for sure. You get that moisture, you get the instability in the atmosphere, it can definitely fire off some severe weather. We had a severe thunderstorm roll through Saturday afternoon for a couple hours. Did see some gusts of wind up to 60 miles an hour. Not much for hail, but it was really windy. And we did see almost an inch of rain in like less than a half hour in places like Arlington Heights and out towards Schaumburg. So it definitely was a severe thunderstorm that ripped on through. We can see that again probably late Wednesday, early Thursday. That potential is there. We're kind of tracking the timing of that. That matters a lot as far as how explosive some of those thunderstorms can be. And the ones that come a little bit later don't have some of the energy from all the daytime heating. So we'll watch that pretty closely in the Weather Center for your Wednesday night and Thursday. But focus on that weekend because it's looking nice. Upper 70s, low 80s. I know folks email, I love the heat, but not everybody loves the heat. So we'll cool it back down again for the weekend.
I think, and those of us who say they love the heat say that when it's, you know, 78 or 72 and they'd like it to be 85. And then it gets to 94 and they, if they were honest with you, they would not say that. It's funny, though, you mentioned those storms in Naperville, Arlington Heights. I didn't get it. It didn't. Isn't that funny that somebody'd get an inch of rain and I didn't get any?
Yeah, it's weird how some of those thunderstorms, it's like a downpour in one neighborhood, and then some folks get absolutely nothing. And that's what they've been dealing with up in our sort of northern tier of counties right along the Wisconsin border. Folks in McHenry and Lake County still have some severe drought conditions up there. So, you know, you see places, you know, down towards the southern suburbs, even down towards Kankakee, they had a ton of rain in some spots. And, you know, up north, you get hardly nothing. So it can be sort of a neighborhood-by-neighborhood scenario. We could definitely use a bit of a drenching. We're down as far as a lot of July rainfall totals by quite a bit. So we could use some more rain. Well, a lot of folks don't want to get the rain because they have outdoor plans and want to do those things. But the farmers could sure use it.
Yeah.
So could the gardeners as well.
Yeah. Mosquitoes. I just got a text from a mosquito, and he's thrilled about the weather right now and the rain. this little tiny phone.
Yes.
I have one other question.
My malaria shot's up today.
About weather, though. And that is, the other day, I was moving a piece of furniture, and I put it in the back of my Chevy Silverado from Jerry Haggerty Chevrolet. And it was in the back of the truck, and I was going to leave it there overnight and then take it somewhere the next day. So I loaded it in the evening, drive it the next morning. And then I heard that there was a 60% chance of rain, a 60% chance of rain for 1 hour at 3 a.m. And I thought, it's for 1 hour, 60, it's probably not going to rain. So I thought, I'm just going to leave that there. And then I thought twice of it, and I didn't leave it in the back of the truck. And lo and behold, for about an hour, it rained. When it says 60% chance of rain, does that mean that there's a 60% chance of rain for everybody, or a 100% chance of rain for 60% of the people? I don't know
it's
if that's
that second one. Yeah, it's a 100% chance of rain for 60% of that area. So that's why you have to look at who's giving the forecast out, because the National Weather Service has offices all over. And for the Chicagoland area, that means that that 60% area includes a little sliver of Northwest Indiana, a little sliver of Southern Wisconsin, and then that whole Chicagoland metro area. And so the Cook County and the Collier counties as well.
Okay, and that to me is more helpful. 100%, it's like, dude, it's going to rain on 60% of you, which to me is a more certain outcome for me that evening than a 60% chance of rain for everybody. It's 100%. I wonder if I'm actually describing the same thing differently, but it feels different the way I put it the second time. 100% chance of rain for 60% of the people when it says 60% chance of rain. Okay, all right. All right, I'm back.
Isn't probability and statistics are a joy.
You are too. Hey, listen, thanks for helping us out today, Tim.
Absolutely happy to do so, everybody, and look forward to that weekend forecast. I'll be updating the forecast coming up in the midday show. Starts at 11 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Oh, hey, before you run, and so when does the break come? Wednesday night, do you think?
Wednesday night into Thursday, that's when we're seeing the showers and thunderstorms move through. It'll be part of a cold front that drives in a little more comfortable weather. So I think my forecast high for this morning, I was saying, probably mid to low 80s on Friday, and I think Saturday it was going 78, and I think 81 on Sunday. So I'm going to double-check the forecast models that have just updated, and I'll have the latest on the forecast at 11.
Thank you, Tim. Stay well.
You as well. Cheers.
Tim Joyce, WGN-TV meteorologist.